welcome to It's All Chaos, a podcast about two best friends who are navigating the ups and downs of working full-time,
running their own businesses,
blending families,
and taking on Nana duties.
Join us for our Becoming Sister Wives book club and Sister Wives rewatch.
And the challenging day-to-day events that just prove that every day, all day,
it's all chaos. Episode 37 of the It's All Chaos podcast. I'm Jill.
I'm Tracy.
And I'm Alex.
Back in the basement.
Oh, dun, 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 man. Dun. It's just where I felt just the natural.
That's all right.
It just felt the most natural.
And now we are on to episode six.
Six and seven.
Of the very dramatic
first season
of the New York Times best-selling Sister Wives.
It just doesn't work the same.
You're right.
We tried. It doesn't work the same.
We've already given some spoilers, too, for this episode, if you heard the last episode. But we're going to start with episode six, which is called A Fourth Wife to Be.
Dun, dun, dun.
That's
Robin. Spoiler.
It's Robin. With Mary saying, Robin coming in has shifted the way Cody is. Well, if that isn't just setting up the next, 18 seasons.
The next 17 seasons.
We're 18 now, right?
Yeah.
They're just 18. It's been like 15 years.
That's funny, because my first comment is, Robin states, it's been a long process. I'm ready to be married.
I know, she acts like her engagement was so long, like than 10 months.
I mean, I was engaged for longer than a year before I got married.
It is for a polygamist. We know it is.
Yeah, that's true. But still, like,
even in the Mormon faith, especially if you're keeping chaste,
and
which we know they're not 100% chaste. So. We saw them kissy before the prayers.
I did like how they kind of went to each person to talk about what they thought of what was going on ahead of time. They're all sitting on the couch together.
Yep.
And they're talking
Robin.
They're talking about the time split. And yeah, Janelle says, no, Robin was there for some of it because she rebutted
because that's what I wrote about her sassiness.
Okay,
yep,
so time was split. Janelle basically said, I'm okay with it. I understand when there's a new wife, then you're a new somebody that's a fiance, you want to spend more time with them, get to know them. But I think in general, Janelle doesn't mind being alone. She doesn't mind just being
her own thing.
She is fine with it. Okay, then Christine says, no, it's not fair.
Yep.
And then while Robin is, you know, disagrees because they had such a long courtship, so she needs more time because of the long courtship. And then Mary goes off and agrees with Christine. Then Robin starts
getting super aggressive
at Mary, and she's like, no,
like
I'm
what? And she kept saying, like what?
The time. Like, it's all about the time. What do you mean the what?
Right.
It's how much he's with you and he's not coming over here on a schedule.
And the thing is here's what I do
and
understand.
And also, have we figured out when the schedule went out the window yet? Has it gone out the window at this point? I like it already at that point that Mary
looks at her and she goes, I'm sorry, Robin.
Yeah. But I mean, okay, so here's what it is hard. You have a three-wife rotation, and at some point you have to date the fourth wife if she's going to come into the picture.
Right.
Right.
So the thing is that there are going to be nights where you're going to... It's Mary's night, but you had a date with Robin.
Right.
But then you still need to come home.
To Mary.
To your wife.
I think he must not be coming home.
Which is odd, if that's not the case, then what are you doing? Right?
That's not allowed.
No, but they would probably say he was staying in
a separate room, sleeping in the living room.
But there's no reason for it.
With dating.
There's no reason.
Especially now.
And this is when
she is in town. This is when Robin's like,
it was so hard for me. Yeah. I moved my whole life. And then Mary's like, it's hard for all of us.
We've all changed our whole life. We've all had to change.
Right. How many times did they move? Did we read in the book?
The words that Mary actually used is, all of our lives are in upheaval over this. Everyone's lives.
But the thing is, it was like, talking about moving your family. How many times did they move in the beginning? The trio?
A lot. They have moved a lot.
They moved a lot until they got settled in Lehi. Correct. Like, it's not like this. They've never moved.
Mary's third wife ad upheaval.
Right. And she's
this
just
is
like.
Janelle's second.
Right. The only person this is new to is Christine.
Right.
Right. The other two have been through it before.
Yeah.
And Christine is pregnant.
Right.
Super pregnant.
So she's got some stuff going on.
At this point, she's got Truly. So she's got a new baby, and she's like, no, this is not fair.
Right. Yeah, yeah. No. Right. Yeah, of course.
Right.
Yeah.
So I wrote down something that I don't think was worded in the thing, but just my own interpretation. For Cody and the family, Robin thinks that she should get concessions. And it just makes me think of that TikTok video you sent me today, which we haven't talked about since you've been here yet. The couple off the cruise.
Oh.
That got left. And they're seriously on the Today Show saying, how dare the ship leave them?
We should show it to Alex so we can discuss it all
together.
Oh.
All right. Pause.
Okay.
Pause for the cause. Okay, Allie, you've seen the video now. And I'm going to give a quick recap because y'all didn't see the video. But there's this couple who was on a cruise ship.
You can see it. It's on the Today Show's TikTok.
Yeah. Go to the Today Show
TikTok. Or I bet they put it on Instagram and stuff too.
Yeah. This couple and six other passengers, so there was a total of eight, had booked a private excursion.
That's the problem.
On the cruise ship. And then their excursion was 1 hour late back to the dock. And the ship was leaving without them.
How dare they?
Without them.
How dare they leave without them?
They were
this couple. The audacity.
Well, okay, let's not say the couple. I'm
the
sorry.
The wife.
The husband sat there looking very
uncomfortable.
Perturbed. Yeah,
disturbed and uncomfortable.
Perturbed.
The wife was talking about how they're a hospitality company and they should be taking care of their passengers
and
not abandoning them.
And yes, they understand that there's rules, but they shouldn't follow them so rigidly.
So rigidly, yeah. So anyways, basically they think that being
they were an hour late.
Yeah, an hour late. Not 5 minutes.
So basically
10 minutes.
This
hour.
Lady is saying the audacity of this cruise ship.
Did you say why they were late? That they went on an excursion?
Yes.
That not
yeah.
I said it was a
yeah.
private
yeah.
excursion
okay.
with eight
so
people.
So she is saying,
and in case you don't know, if you're
yeah.
not a cruiser.
Learn something today, friends.
That means that you are not booking your excursion through the ship where they're charging you. And
which if
that
you were
on
doing an excursion, you should always book it through the ship. Because if you don't,
travel
they
agents,
might leave you behind.
Jill and I will tell you always.
If you are late.
You are guaranteed. If there's something happens, like let's say the bus that's bringing you back from your excursion
breaks down
yep. or whatever, even if you are a day late, that ship will not leave you. They will
because
pay the fines and the fees to take care of you.
Because you their people.
They
right.
know where you are
and they know
and what's going on.
Who, yes.
Right.
Exactly.
Yep.
But
so,
yeah,
I mean,
she was saying the audacity of
yeah.
the cruise ship and really the audacity of
they
this
should
lady.
Worry about the they need to remember they're in the hospitality industry. That's right. They were being hospitable to the 5,000 guests that were on time.
Right.
And waiting to go into the casino.
Or shop
right.
at the shop.
Yeah.
Right.
Or
go
to the restaurant. Yeah.
Whatever thing
yeah.
was
yeah.
happening that
right.
cannot happen until they
while
leave
they're
that port.
In
until
port.
They are in
right.
international
yeah, it's
waters.
Not going to be a problem with dinners, but,
right.
you know, they not only do they have to pay massive fines for not leaving, but they also have to lose the money for
yeah,
not being
the
able to
revenue.
Open their casino and their shops
yeah.
and different things that they can make money on
right.
while they're there. So
right. right. Yeah. So it was funny that as I was writing this down, I was thinking of the video that you had sent me for that said that. And I was like, it just feels to me right now that Robin is already acting entitled.
Right.
She's not even technically married to Cody yet. And I feel like she's already...
wants him to have her as the focal point of everything.
Right.
Yeah.
She should get concessions.
Yeah. So yeah. then they move on to start talking about the wedding, right? They kind
their
of
their wedding plan. Right.
Wedding planning. And I'll tell you, immediately they start talking. Janelle perks up. She's smiling.
Yep.
Mary perks up. She's smiling.
Everybody's
Robin
excited
is
to
talking
help.
About smiling. No. Christine is sitting there.
Oh.
She is not smiling on that couch.
I did
she
not
is
notice
looking,
that.
During which part?
Like talking about all the wedding planning. And I think
oh,
it's because
yeah.
they didn't get this kind of wedding
no.
and fanfare.
And they even, Christine makes a very
And I think,
point.
Again, Christine is very hormonal. I mean, at that,
oh, yes.
at that
yes.
point.
Yep.
And
she's just had a baby. She's
it's
she's
just a lot of
nursing.
And she's feeling abandoned while this woman is feeling nurtured and super
yeah.
cared for
yep.
while she just had the baby.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So right. I feel for Christine.
And
now.
The fact that she thought that as... And because she says this, I think later, maybe even it might be in the next episode. But she makes a point, Christine does, to say that she didn't, it wasn't a big fanfare thing. It was a small thing when she got married. Because as a plural wife,
Yeah.
She thought that was the proper thing to do.
Right.
And not to make this big whole event.
Yeah. Now, I thought Robin came from the faith, but Christine, obviously, being polygamy royalty.
Right. She definitely obviously did.
And I feel like she had a lot of ideas, and I'm going to call them traditional polygamist ideas about how things kind of should be.
Right.
And it's kind of one of those things, right? Like, you as a family, you do things a certain way. You pray before you eat. Everybody serves their food and everybody sits down and then everybody prays.
Right.
And then everybody can start eating.
Right.
But then all of a sudden you go over to your friend's house and people just serve their own plate and sit down and start eating and don't wait for everybody to sit down and don't whatever. That's just, neither way is necessarily right or wrong. You might say it's more courteous to wait for everybody. But if that's not your thing, you're just like, oh, that, you know, I don't need
to
wait.
And then the opposite way, if friends come over to your house, they're like, oh, wait, we don't just all immediately start eating. And then they just look around and no one else is eating. And they're like, what is happening?
Wait, oops. Yeah. So, and it's kind of one of those things, right? It's like Christine's like, from my perspective, or the, you know, the way I see it, like second, third, fourth wife in should be very subtle because you don't want to steal the thunder of the first wife. You just kind of want to quietly come into the family and blend in.
Right.
We're blending.
And so, Robin didn't seem to want to blend. But I think TLC offered to pay for all this wedding and all this hoo-ha-ha, which is why she got so much more than any of the other wives.
Which is very possible. Right. Yeah. So I thought it was funny at this point when Janelle's talking about how she hates receptions.
Right.
Because she just has to sit there.
Yep.
And I was like, oh, well, but again, in this one, they're creating a different, unique experience from what they had had in the past. But Janelle was like, nah, I still hate him. But I am more into it because of where you're doing it at, you know, in the park and the nature and whatever. Right. Very Janelle.
Very Janelle.
So that was it.
But so they all pick flowers and kind of what they would like to have.
Look.
Okay, yeah. Then they go to cake tasting. And even Cody is there.
And they vote blindly, but that's
they
drama.
Quote unquote vote blindly, but Cody is very vocally voting with two hands. And then it's funny because at the end, I think it was Christine was like, you only voted for that because Cody did. And she's like, I had my eyes closed. And I'm like,
yeah.
But you couldn't hear Cody be like,
but he literally was shouting.
This is my two votes for this one.
I'm voting for the raspberry filling.
I'm just like, okay.
You could barely, very easily, yeah.
So dumb. But let's be honest. I appreciate the fact that everybody went to taste cakes. That's very nice that they included everybody in that.
Yeah.
I personally think Cody and Robin should have picked the flavors. And they got the flavor they wanted, so that's fine.
And honestly,
out of
the three flavors that were read out loud, I didn't get to taste any of them, obviously, because I was not invited. Rude. But just based on the sounds, I probably would have voted for that cake that they chose.
Yeah.
But, and here's the thing. Let's put it this way. If, like, let's say they had picked a cake flavor that may be more unique or whatever.
Right.
There are several tiers. Yeah. Make your top tier that flavor. Make the bottom tier that's the biggest, something that's most,
We know it was going to be a gathering where you were going to need several tiers. All of the tiers didn't have to be the same flavor, right?
And right.
That's definitely common now. I don't know if it was common then, but it was at my wedding in 05, which is way before this. So, my first wedding.
At my wedding were lucky they got cake.
Hey.
So I don't even like cake.
The reason we got cake is because her mother likes cake.
That's and then true. Also, my husband also says he likes cake.
So. He says it?
But it was really good.
I mean, he said he likes
cake. We had Alex's cake, and we've had both boys' baby shower cakes made at Sam's Club, because they will make tiered cakes there. And
well, the tiered cake was, but the cake that all of you all ate was Costco sheet cake.
Oh, that's true.
I was the only one that had Sam's Club cake, like, from my wedding, because it was from the tiered cake, but it was very delicious.
So, yeah, and then we bought additional, for Alex's wedding, we bought additional just sheet cakes, so it was easy to cut up.
Yeah.
So, but you had cake for days.
And then my mom, she was the primo cake tier preserver. She took our top tier and she wrapped it in the Preston Seal wrap.
Yeah.
And whatever, and put it in this Tupperware container. And it went in my freezer. And a year later, on our first anniversary, it tasted exactly the same.
Yep.
As it did on our wedding.
I mean, wrapped it so
she
there was
did
no
so
air
good
problems.
With it. And so that made my husband very happy.
So it did do a good job.
My first wedding, we won't be able to do it for my second, but my first wedding, the cake company that made our cake would remake just your top tier every anniversary for you. Oh, like, they cute. Kept it like a
could you,
know,
you
like
just
a file.
Ask for that one?
Yes.
Could you cute. Call today and just get that one and eat it with Casey?
Yeah, if they still if they still exist, yeah, we totally could. And it was That's it was cute. Really good. They do that. So
you just get it in September and then freeze it until October and then eat it.
But we
it's the gift that keeps on giving.
The first year that we were together, we just ate the first tier, and it held up pretty well considering. But then on our second anniversary, we ordered it from the cake place, so we had a fresh one 2 years later. So that was pretty nice. But so after the cake is all, and you know, Cody and Robin got the cake that they wanted, so then they went dress shopping, just the girls,
right?
Which, again, I'm sure a lot of these things happened at different times on different
so the
days
ladies
or whatever.
Are trying on
But it's
all,
just the ladies. And again,
all the brown colors.
Yep.
And brown for brown.
Brown for browns. Like, was that seriously the
but
reason?
I did,
or
did Robin
really like brown?
I did think in
like
this,
she wanted them
when
to
Robin,
wear, like, poop.
Robin
yeah,
sat
right?
with Janelle and was like talking to her about... Robin was sitting with Janelle and talking to her about the dress style. I thought she was actually being... kind in this moment when she
oh,
was
yes.
like, oh, and you want something that's comfortable and you
she
want something
was being
that's
genuine.
She knows she doesn't like receptions
she
anyway.
She was telling everybody
right.
to
yes.
pick a style of dress right. that they liked that was in the whatever.
And
part.
I thought when she was sat and was talking to her that I thought, again, this is another spot when I'm seeing that Robin being kind and caring and considerate. And so I'm trying to call those out because
yeah. I don't think it's going to be that way forever.
Because they're going to be probably
but here's
few and
the
far
thing
between
that I see.
Before too long.
Because obviously we're about to get to the big scene where, you know, you talk
the
about it all the
that
time.
That also comes up
almost,
at the very end.
Yeah.
That in the most recent episodes when they're doing the look backs. And it is
yes.
still a problem.
Yeah.
A bomb.
It is almost as popular at this point as Knife in the Kidneys.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Cody dropping the bomb.
Oh,
I picked
dropping
the dress.
Bomb today.
I picked the dress, right?
And at that point, when he says it in this particular episode.
Christine's face.
But Robin says nothing. I mean, she is horrified. You
because
can tell.
She told him to not say
but
a damn thing.
She says nothing. And then she does say, I told him not to say anything. But the funny thing is, if you go all the way to the most recent episodes,
she said that
she
didn't
absolutely
happen.
Says, absolutely not. He did not pick my dress.
Okay.
I don't know why
so
I said that.
So now she's
okay.
twisting
Again,
the truth. I'm going to say twist.
I did,
it's just like with taking the...
But I did...
personality test. We never did.
So, okay.
Right.
But I did
they're
pick
just,
up on something, though.
They're
in
just
this,
erasing bits they
I
want.
Did pick up on something in this
Revisionist
scene, though.
History.
Thinking forward to when she says, no, he didn't pick the dress. And him
right.
saying, I have a bombshell drop. I picked the dress. He, then when he's saying, after I picked the dress, he says, Robin picked a dress and put it on. And I said, that's what... So, technically, it sounds like Robin initially picked a dress
yes.
to put on, and then he said
okay.
he liked
but,
it a
but
lot.
Let's say,
so,
and
he didn't actually
so they,
pick it, but he affirmed
no.
her choice.
They went dress shopping. Let's say they went to the racks, and they were like, let's try these five on. So, she takes them back, puts one on. He says, that is the dress of my dreams, whatever. And she said, I'll take this one. So, did he pick the dress? Yes, because just
right.
like with the cake, she is giving him what he wants.
Right.
And do you... blame a woman for saying, oh,
right.
he really finds me attractive in this particular dress.
Right.
And
right.
I like this dress.
No, you can't. But I do 1,000,000,100,000% agree with Christine. When is the groom ever involved in picking the dress?
Very rarely.
People do first looks now where they can have a private moment so that they can see each other in their wedding wear at the first time. And,
right.
Like,
yeah.
And Alex
I mean,
and Tyler, we have pictures of them before he ever saw the dress. Where they're around the corner,
yes.
we've got those pictures, but he still didn't see her until she came down the aisle.
Right.
The dress,
yeah. Yeah. Because a lot of times they'll take pre-pictures or like say first
yeah.
look. Sometimes you don't even look right. You're like holding hands around a wall.
Yeah, that's
or,
what we did.
Or you know, or a doorway
yeah.
or something like that. Yeah, for sure. And that's the thing is that's supposed to be that big, beautiful, like see her in the dress for the first time. Why would he be with her at a dress shop?
I mean, that
like,
is
that's
true.
Just insane.
I do
because,
agree with that.
Because again, the women are looking for that, like. Didn't I do that? Look how beautiful I am in this dress. You couldn't even have imagined it, whatever
right.
kind of thing. So.
And he
yeah,
even
do,
said, it was either later or now or whatever, but he makes a comment. I knew the dress the second I saw it. Like he said it was something he saw in his dreams, basically. Like that's
right.
what I envisioned. Maybe that was the phrase. I envisioned her in
right.
or whatever. And again, I feel for Christine when she makes the comment, you didn't even care Right, what like, was you, on like my you would body, have cared about my dress, right? What she I was in that potato like, sack of a wedding dress.
And again, I mean, there's a lot of years between when he married Christine and marrying Robin that he
and
could
now
say
we're on a TLC like, now I'm show,
but
and...
just that I am interested.
Sure,
I didn't know to be interested then. I was just some dumb man child. You know, maybe, and he's
still a man child.
I'm just saying, at that point, maybe he was more interested in that because he's excited about this wedding.
Yeah.
Which then I don't think would make her feel any better because he wasn't excited
about her wedding.
Right. So it's her.
Anyway, this is when Christine turns to him and says, "You need to be better," basically, and tells him to step it up. And I will work to be better,
and I
too.
I will step it up, too.
And that's what she says.
And the way she's talking to him is like how a mom talks to her children. Like when they're scolding them, but then they want to give them love after. Like that's the tone I felt.
I think the reason is because it was coming from such a hurt place.
Yeah, and I'm not saying she was doing it to like belittle him. I was just like, when I closed my eyes, I was like,
but she's
it's like she's talking to
me. And I know you can do it. But I mean, this is like so much foreshadowing of
what is
coming.
Right.
Then she saw.
I mean, here is
that
all I wrote
it was
down.
Happening. Yeah.
I wrote down almost the whole exchange because what you're saying happens at the very end. I wrote down almost the whole exchange. I have a bomb to drop. I pick the dress.
And then she leaves.
I don't see why I should not be involved. Okay. Christine, when does the groom ever be involved with picking out the dress? Walks out. Janelle, I felt betrayed. It took me back. Christine, you look like an idiot. Robin, I asked him not to share. Cody, I did all the wrong things because I was excited. Christine, and then what you just said, Foo. You need to step it up. I need you to step it up. And then she says, I'll step
it
up too.
But I love that Robin's whole thing was, I asked him not to share, knowing.
Right.
It
because
was
she,
not
because
okay.
she wanted to
yeah.
keep
that,
both.
That it was going to cause
her.
She wanted
to
keep
both
experiences.
And I hate to say
not
okay.
Because a couple can decide how they want to do it.
Right.
But the fact
she knew
is,
it would be a problem in
you
this
did it in a shady way.
Yeah.
Rather than saying, you know what? I really want Cody to like the dress. So I'm taking him on it to shopping to see the ones that I have chosen or whatever.
I mean, Tony went
and that's the thing.
McKelty.
I think, exactly.
Yeah.
I think the shady behind the back.
Right.
Nature of it, and
right.
I think that continued
like if
in
they
their
would
relationship.
Have up, if they would have upfront said, "I want to take," I didn't find a dress that I loved when I was with you girls, and you know that.
Right.
I want to go back out again. And I want
the
to
the problem
take
is they make decisions behind closed doors and they make it pretend like it's this person's.
Well,
or
let
this
me tell you,
whatever,
if you really wanted to kiss butt, tell Cody, I appreciate your opinion. I'm gonna sleep on it another day, and then the next day go back with your sister wives. Try on that dress and say, I've really been thinking about this dress. I think this is the one. Let them be involved too. Let them all say, yes, that's
right,
the
let
one.
Them
that's
be involved
the dress.
In it for
right?
the second time.
I mean, there's so many ways that it could have happened.
Right.
And we don't know, was it an off
the
rack dress?
They
is
did
it,
not,
you
care.
Know. Right. No, they did not. And that happens repeatedly in their future
mm-hmm.
with their family.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They make decisions, mm-hmm. they do things, even down in the COVID decisions.
Yep.
And they don't tell anybody. And then they somehow expect everybody
like
to fall in line.
Like the list of rules
right.
that they didn't tell anybody about?
They didn't
about.
Tell anybody about
the,
for
the
four
rules.
Months. And then basically they're all saying, we're doing this. And Mary is like, I straight up haven't talked to a human in person in like 3 months.
Right.
I've been following all these rules. And
but
I'm
yet,
still
I
not
can't
allowed to
over.
Do anything.
Right.
And they
you got a nanny who can come and go, but
Mary
can't.
Let Mary come over. For over a year.
Yes.
I mean, I almost feel like it's still
like
to this
years.
Day. Because think about it. She had a conversation with Robin on Robin's porch. They had a conversation at Mary's house on Mary's porch. I mean, I had heard things that she had permanently moved to Parowan. And
right.
there were theories that the reason they had that Mary in her backyard conversation is because somebody else was living there already, but they still needed to film in Flagstaff. So they went there and basically filmed in the backyard just to not disrupt the people's things in the home. Like, I heard that a rumor. I don't know if that's true
right.
or not, but again, they're not, it's, yeah.
Yeah.
And again,
not
is that
COVID?
Cool, is it? Yeah.
Well, and it's already been proven in the filming that they have pulled things from random previous seasons and thrown it in there
oh, yeah.
and because you're like, wait, hold up, that doesn't fit. So
yep.
Just
all right,
to
moving on
in.
To episode 7, Four Wives and Counting.
It's like the actual event.
Okay.
Right? Yeah.
So we start off with the realization
people are so hectic
that the notices or the announcements that went out inviting people to things
had the wrong address.
Now, how they got the wrong address, and then come to find out the address was
actually even a real address.
It's like a field. It's like somebody's house or right next to somebody's house. Because Cody ends up putting a jar, and I mean, they had to come up with something, but Robin puts new correct addresses inside a jar. It's supposed to storm.
At the old address.
They're protected inside this jar with a picture of them and a thing that says, please take the correct address out of a new jar. So anybody could have stopped by and showed up at their reception. But when he sets it out in front of these people's house, just kind of off to the side in the grass that's between the sidewalk and the street, I'm thinking, what did those people think looking at that house, their house that day,
with a balloon? Balloons
attached to this glass jar that says...
Well, it kind of looked like it was off to the side. And here's what I think.
I mean,
like,
just to the side.
Let's say that your house number is 1120 and the house next to yours is 1132, but the address they had for the wedding was 1125 or two, it had to be even number, 1126. Okay, so there isn't actually a 1126 address. Like, it's between these two
when
houses.
They got a bigger space between houses because that's where like the mailbox section is.
Yeah,
but I'm just thinking, how odd. And they're like, we tried to call everyone.
My thought about the whole thing was, how did you put the wrong address on?
How did you get to the day before that you had to start calling everybody and not realize?
How did you not realize it was the wrong address before you hit order on the damn announcement?
I don't know.
Right.
Or when you got them, you were like, this doesn't look right.
Well, I mean, it honestly could have been anything. Because, you know, back then, we're talking about 2010, right? Late 2009 or early 2010. Because this season aired and started airing in September, October of 2010. Okay. So you've got, probably they're going to a Kinko's or a print shop or whatever else. Okay. There are no cell phones. There are no computers. Which means that when you...
There is computers.
Well, I mean... I guess personal computers in your home. I mean, I'm thinking like you're not ordering is what I meant. Like on a website.
You could have.
Probably.
In 2009.
Now that you're saying that, I did order my wedding announcements then. Anyways, my idea is I don't know that they
but even if you
shop,
but even if you had ordered from a print shop,
typed it down wrong,
but that it wasn't like just down the street, like a completely different street name, and like
let's just say it was a 5-digit address, and they like. Like, my address is 11137, right?
Yeah.
So let's say they put on the address 1137. Like, they dropped the first one. I mean, that would be 10 blocks away.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's true.
I mean, like I said, I don't know what happened. Or maybe they gave it over to somebody and the printer put it in.
Yeah. I don't know. Right. I just don't know how, like you said, it's the day of and you're realizing this is an issue.
Right.
Like, you did.
Or let's say somebody got dyslexic when they were writing it down. Instead of 89, they put 98 or something.
Sure. Yeah.
I mean,
there could be so many things. Yeah. But I just don't know how you don't.
You
like,
wait till the, you know, that
the day before. Especially when you are freaking out about everything that you wouldn't have been
Here's
so meticulous over all of those
Here's
details.
Here's my thought. I don't understand. I am
Maybe
fine
they didn't
with that,
want anyone to come.
But how did you not know when before you mailed them out? I understand them coming incorrect.
That's what I'm saying.
But I mean, again,
even
I'm
like, so, yeah, if they got printed incorrectly,
I honestly see it
beyond
being so
that,
simple.
She's going out. She's putting it. The jar is going out. Cody's putting it out. And then Robin's at home trying to get herself ready and all of her children.
You missed the boys' night out where Daddy Logan got to go too.
Go ahead.
That's okay. They had Boys Night Out and Daddy Logan got to go too.
And then
he was 16.
Of a sudden, they're like, we just did this and this. And you go, we didn't have any of this or this. And Janelle
goes, beer or strippers. There better not have been. My 16-year-old
son was there. Mm-hmm.
All right. Moving on. Day of the wedding. Wrong address on announcements.
Yeah. And he's out putting the jar.
Robin, we have been through a lot. So many emotions to get to this day.
But while she's going through this day, she's...
What emotions?
You know, the up and the down and the move and
the fact
the
that she
wives
had
that don't want her
don't
to
know.
Be there. No. I think she means just dating Cody. There's been a lot of emotions. That's the way I took it.
I
and I'm sitting
know.
Here going, you're not Trauma. Even in the family yet. What are you talking about? The fact that the women don't think you should be in the rotation yet? Because you shouldn't.
Is this also where she was talking about the eggs?
What's that?
The salt and the pepper and the eggs?
No, that was a little bit later.
No, it was a little bit later because the wives
It was
made
in
her,
this episode though, right?
Yeah, it was. Because the wives had made her a Cody survival kit for her to like open up the morning of the wedding and it was things like salt but no pepper because he doesn't do pepper on his eggs
and
or whatever.
Celery.
Yeah. Yeah, celery, which Casey's like, I knew he was a psychopath because Casey doesn't eat celery.
I mean, I don't mind celery, but I don't usually crave it. Like, you go over to somebody and like, do you have some celery? I need celery. The first thing I need is celery. It's because he's crunchy. He's just crunchy and his attitude is... His hair is crunchy.
So, it wasn't as crunchy.
What I thought, so it's interesting when she's talking about being overwhelmed and reaching out and why she wished she would have thought to have somebody. I'm thinking, my thought on the other side, and we kind of brought this up in the last episode, is how did nobody in the whole rest of the other family or one of her relatives
or her sister, anybody,
not say, let me help get the kids ready.
Right.
Or did somebody ask and she just said, no, I'll be fine. And she didn't think about that.
It's good. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe.
I mean, my thought on it is that throughout the entire course of the show, she never asks family for help. We learn later that she has a nanny, a hired help. But she never asked the other wives for help for anything. She never, like, we never see her doing that. And I'm sorry, if it was me, and this is probably why I have to be a solo wife. If it was me, if you don't ask me, I ain't gonna offer.
Yeah. You got enough going on with your own family.
And my own five kids.
And see, I'm the type.
I mean, Robin and Mariah could have totally gone over and helped.
Right? I'm the type that would have said,
I met Mary and Mariah.
Because I'm more of a Mary type. And so I'm surprised Mary didn't come up with this. But to say, hey, Robin, who's taking care of your kids that day? Did you already situate it? No, you didn't. Well, you're going to be busy getting ready. You're going to be busy with this and this and this. Yep. Let us help with the kids. You know, I mean, I'm the type that would have looked at that and thought you're dumb for not doing this. But...
I would have just let them suffer in their own decisions.
We have Cody getting ready at Mary's house, which again is kind of interesting.
I try to get better at that. I really do. to not worry about other people that don't care about their own problems more. And it's
and you don't have to, I mean,
dude, that's taking me years. You know,
because
that.
I worry about other people's things. And I'm how can you not think of this? How can you not plan this? I don't understand.
And this might be just that I talk a big game because I'm not generally around a lot of people who are going to share situations like this, or I'm going to see situations like this to where I would feel the need to give an opinion. But I like to talk a big game that I would be like, you're going to have to figure it out yourself. But suck it up, buttercup, and then I'll move on. If I was actually in the situation, I don't really know how
I'm, you know what though? I'm thinking, like, you will always jump in, even if you don't want to, if somebody asks,
if they ask me. But if you don't ask me.
But I'm the type that I see it from a mile away and I'm like, what the are they thinking?
Right. You know, me and you talk about that all the time. Like,
And then I start suggesting, like, politely, like, are you sure?
I put my blinders on.
You don't need somebody there.
I look to help straight ahead.
Like a month ahead. I'm like, Robin, I'd be asking, Robin, is your mom or sister going to be at your house to help you with the children while you're getting ready since you're going to be so busy focused on these things?
No.
And then when they say no, or it's like, are you sure you don't want somebody? Now, if she would then say, no, I don't, I'd be like, okay, I would be judging you, but I would step back. But I would be throwing that out there like, duh.
You're right. If someone asked, I would...
Again,
I would
100%
help.
Hitting you in the back of the head saying...
I would 100% help if I was specifically asked. But if someone just kind of talks around it, I'm not offering up my services. And if someone doesn't say anything and I just see it from afar, I put my blinders on and I ignore it. Or I sit back and I watch the disaster.
Right?
And then I go...
Whereas I offer up suggestions. If I'm unable to or unwilling to do that, I'm like,
that's
hey,
nice
have you talked to your mom? Did you talk to your sister? Who's coming into town for this? Send the kids over to my house.
That's really nice of you.
Well, that's the thing.
You are nicer than I.
Yeah. Because it just makes me crazy that people don't think about this crap for themselves.
I think if I thought that way, I would not be able to be a teacher.
They get...
So anyways, I just had to say what you're saying there, Foo. I said it in the last episode, but I said I would say it again when we got to this episode. That was the last time we ever saw Robin go without help.
Because
it was like
then,
she learned her lesson right there. And she said, from this day on, me being married, I will never go without help for my children again.
I will have a nanny.
And then we had nannies. We had, you know, Liv and McKelty.
Right,
we had her.
Right.
It was her sister or her cousin. Something
yeah,
for
Christine
a while
didn't get a live-in help when she had the baby.
Truly? Yeah. No, absolutely not.
But at this point, Robin didn't even have a baby.
Let's think about this. McKelty, who is Christine's daughter,
who is a high schooler,
went to help Robin.
Right. And why is Robin
not truly?
But why is Robin not getting Christina help?
Truly? Not her biological
sister.
It's not
like she worked. Why did she need the help? We never know.
Nope.
And they talk about that during
COVID too. What does the nanny do?
So then they
brings COVID to their house.
They do briefly talk about that they had the ceremony. They did not allow any cameras at the ceremony because it is a very
sacred.
Well, and I think in part it was also because the family was in attendance there and they didn't want to be filmed.
And I wonder too, do the fundamentalists have a temple?
Yes. Or maybe not a temple, but more of like a church house, like building where they do those things.
Yeah.
But they definitely still have like those like
private ceremony
things that unless you're really involved and a part of the faith, like you don't get to know about them.
Right. Yeah, for sure.
So,
all right. So
unless you read a
tell-all. So then from there, they go off to the reception and Robin starts off.
I'm sorry. I have to make one more comment. Okay. It's back before the ceremony even because this is after we talk about how Robin had no help.
Okay.
I wrote Robin's kids running around the car like idiots.
Oh,
and
yeah,
I just think
that was the feral children.
Right. The feral. And I was just thinking about the fact that Christine had called Cody an idiot about the whole dress thing. And I'm like, now here's Robin's children running around like idiots. They're already acting like they're new dad.
There you go. That is funny.
Part of the
anyways,
family.
Wedding not filmed, so I'm caught up now. Reception.
So then we get to the reception, and the first thing that they're doing is Robin is in her matching attire with the family because they were going to do family
Mary
family
wanted
parties,
there to
which
be
I
some
think
family
was a good
pictures.
Idea. If
I think
you're already dressed up, let's
and
do it.
And all of you were there.
And you're matching. So they want
and,
to
but
do
they
those.
Didn't want it to look like her wedding photos.
And apparently
so she had to
Mary
have a different
is
dress.
Very good, which makes sense because she's very detail-oriented mm-hmm. about setting up and saying,
they called
oh, this
her the photo Nazi.
The picture Nazi.
Or
Nazi. And then Cody corrects him and says, no, she's a picture goddess.
Aww.
And then Christine
and again,
says, oh, I like that
you're,
better.
You're saying
giving
that.
The compliment.
But again, we don't like Mary. We don't love Mary.
We never did.
We were just playing it up for the cameras
so,
at that point.
Right, we never
so
did.
He's giving her a compliment, but she's like, they always get a little cranky, but then they get their photos and they love them because she's over there fixing, she's seeing what is off in the photo
that
somebody's going to complain about later. Like,
right.
oh my gosh,
my
I wish
necklace
somebody
was sideways
straightened.
Or somebody.
I mean, how many times
is...
As Casey said to you, I love this photo, but my other button wasn't done on my jacket.
Right. Right. It bothered him that it wasn't. And he never saw it. We never saw it. I never noticed it myself.
But,
you know?
But was
Chelsea
was Chelsea able to fix that?
So.
Oh. Jacket closed?
No. We actually never talked about that. I bet you she could, though.
I would. Between I would have her edit it.
That's a good idea. We should ask
I'd
her.
I'd have her edit it.
That's a good idea.
So. Anyway, but I thought that was funny that, you know, we got a. Cody giving kudos because I see that happen with Mary. Like while he was hitting, she was helping him get ready for the wedding.
No,
right.
And then
he gave her
then he gave her a compliment, said she looked really good, and she said that. And then she even made a joke like, "I wish it was my wedding."
Yeah, I said that earlier.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
she, I think he still at this point finds Mary very attractive too.
I think so too.
Yeah.
And again,
but
here's another thing
never
that I just notice, and again, me and Tall Husband were watching this episode when he came home. I was rewatching it again. And it was a part where they were all dressed shopping. So we were seeing all the OG wives try on different brown dresses. Mm-hmm. And I was like, look how thin Mary is.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
like
yeah.
At that point, Mary was very, I mean,
and
my weight
just
fluctuates.
Look at, this
but,
is
yeah.
my thoughts.
But
yeah,
she
Cody,
was,
obviously,
she was the trophy wife before Robin came.
I think that he found Mary very attractive. I also think that he found Christine attractive.
Well, I think he found
obviously
different
they
things
were doing
about
but the one I always worried about because it was never quite mentioned was if he found Janelle attractive. And I know Janelle was a little heavier than the other two gals, but Janelle always kept it on the secret down low. And Janelle, as we learned in future
18,
things, is she said we have never had problems.
She,
in the bedroom.
She's the freaky bee.
Right.
No,
that's the way it
Christine
seems.
Was supposed wanted to be the freaky bee, but
but we don't think
she
is.
We think Janelle was the horny bee because that is what Cody said. She just wanted me for my body.
Right?
For his six-pack abs.
That's right. That disappeared somewhere around season 3. I don't know, but all right.
Where the six-pack is.
Reception. The wives give her a clotter ring.
And Robin cries. And I said that Robin was genuinely touched by the ring for like she was taken aback that they that was her as
it's
she
like a badge
it,
of honor
bringing
right?
me into
like,
the sorority and she felt honored
it was like matching
that,
tattoos
that they did
but
that.
They don't do that right like
right,
they
right,
all
right.
have you know
right. I just think that
she's a member of
the
club
honesty in her response
yes
was surprise and just being,
which being is really why
happy. I think
I will continue to say, and I know that we all started off by saying we're going to rewatch, we're going to read the book, and we're going to figure it out. We're all trying to, you know, determine. I still think Robin wanted sister wives. I think she wanted the big family. I think she might have expected things to go a little bit differently because she saw it differently growing up. I think Cody is the one who threw the family away. I really do. I don't think Robin came in to destroy. I think Cody threw it away.
No, but she came in with expectations that she is more important than everybody else. And that her needs need to be validated more than the others.
Right.
Because she is new, or she hasn't had as much time with him, or she's making up for 20 years that she hasn't been here.
And she's a divorcee, and she's been through really hard times.
I think she was trying to really take advantage of all of these things.
It could be.
Even though she did want to be with the other women, and she wanted them, she wanted it all on her terms, in her way, and she wanted to be able to stomp her foot and get her way with
things. I feel like she wanted to be,
but she didn't want to say that.
That here and she's slightly above.
And she didn't want people to think any of this.
Right.
But that is really what she portrays.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
So we get to the cake cutting. They're feeding each other.
He starts to shove it in the face.
Cody is a bit aggressive.
Yeah. I mean, why would you do that?
And the girls don't like that. The
girls
women
don't like it. And they were Robin defending like it. They were very defending of Robin in that.
Yep.
I mean, and then I made Tyler... our first cake bite with forks so that way I would make sure he didn't shove it in my face.
And then we see her provide him the cake very nicely and everybody's yay.
Yeah.
But you know what? Because I asked Alex about it. I think it's very disrespectful to do the cake shoving, and people do it all the time and they think it's funny and whatever. I'm like, that's the way you're going to start
your
wedding.
Yep. Yeah. It was definitely something I talked with my first husband about. We didn't have a wedding before the wedding.
With Alex's dad, because we just got married at the courthouse.
Right.
But my second wedding, we discussed ahead of time. And yes, he is a total jerk.
Yeah.
As life went on. But we both agreed that we would not do that, and we did not.
Right.
Yeah. And Tyler and I talked about
it.
And
over this dress and Tyler, paid a bunch of money for.
And Tyler never once said, oh, but I want a chef cake. Like, he was like, yeah, that's fine. I don't care. And then we got forks that said Mr. and Mrs. on it. And then we did it that way. And then I just said, like, I was like, and if you get any of this blue frosting on my dress, I will murder you. And that's kind of how we started.
That's funny. We discussed it too. My first wedding. We discussed it and said no. But we're feeding each other, and then there was some on his finger. So then he reaches over and like rubs it on my cheek, and I was like, "Oh, that's how we're gonna play." So I got a big one and wiped it right on his nose.
I mean, but that's
so
playful.
We still had a little.
That's not really a shove in your face.
No. It was not. Because like you see, like.
I mean, like, my
it turns into a cake war sometimes. I'm like, oh
my God. Brother-in-law, when him and his wife got married, they did some cake shoving, and And there is a really cute picture of them afterwards where my sister-in-law has, like, cake kind of all over her face and, like, they're both goofy smiling. But, I mean...
Yeah.
I think that they had talked about it, that, like, they were going to do that. Yeah. But.
And I'll be honest, me and Casey didn't talk about it at all. Now I'm sitting here thinking about it. We never talked about it at all. We had cake.
And nobody shoved anything.
And there was no problems at all because...
Yeah.
I think we both know what kind of respectful people we are.
And maybe also the older you are when you get married, maybe that.
I mean, yeah, because they were pretty young when they got married. But I mean, I was.
But again, if you think it's funny and you wanted to do that, for me, that is not the way I think that I would want to start off a marriage. I don't know. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, it ends. I don't know if there's something else on yours, but it kind of ends with Christine saying that she really looks forward the most to all of them living in a big house together.
And Which we know is not the case in the future.
And maybe it's because as she got to know Robin and how
she
Robin
was like, never mind.
And number one, she said, I can't watch him be that in love with somebody else in my face every day.
Yeah, yeah. Which I understand.
I can't watch him neglect me, but be so close every day.
Yeah, it would be hard.
And maybe that's where it all went to crap.
Yep.
Because Mary, I think, would have still lived in the same house. Janelle was still down for Biggie Housie.
But I think that's in those times, even though she didn't know it right then.
Yeah.
That's what really happened.
Yeah.
And then I think it was also in this episode where...
She knew for her that her heart couldn't take
seeing seeing that.
This
right.
is also when, right, when Mary says that she can't wait for them to all just be the best of friends ever, because right now she would consider all of those women her best friends.
Right, and that's at the very end. And so the, but before Cody and Robin leave for their honeymoon...
I think it's because they don't get out to have other friends at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah,
maybe. But anyways, Cody goes and says goodbye to each wife, which I think is nice. And he has a private moment with each wife before they leave for the honeymoon. And then that's when, like you said, Mary does make the comment. I wrote it down. I would call these girls my BFFs. And then next to it, I circled it and wrote, crap, question mark? Like, do we believe that?
Right.
Or was that all for the cameras? Or is that truly? Because the thing is, at this point, I feel like Janelle, Christine, and Mary,
were
the OG three,
they said we were
they were in a really good place.
Right. They said our family was doing really well, which is what made it attractive to Robin.
And then I feel like, too, then she went on to say, like, and I can't wait to see, like, where we are years from now when we call and tell each other about our lives and we talk about this that's going on and what we're up to and what we're doing.
Right.
And it just, like, made me so sad because, like, Mary doesn't really have that anymore. Like, Christine and Janelle still have it with each other, but Mary doesn't have it anymore.
But Mary went outside of the family and she found friends.
And she got friends. So it's not like she has no friends, but I think it's sad.
I think before Janelle became good friends with Christine, Janelle didn't have any friends. She worked and she took care of her kids and she was happy with that.
Yeah.
Because her kids were her family.
Right. That was
Christine,
her life.
Unfortunately.
I think going to work gave her that kind of like adulting.
Like
right?
other
Those
social.
Adult friends.
Right.
Like,
I'm just saying,
we
she was always
at
happy
work and
to
that's
be
great.
With her, at home with her kids.
Right, right, right.
But for Christine, who was always home.
Right, and she never really got to
And
get
she
out.
Didn't have a whole lot. She didn't have friends that came up. We never saw that. And now sometimes she'd have relatives that would come
right,
in.
Right, like cousin or
but
sister.
But I think she craved that. I mean, she was very much all about her kids being her hobby. We heard that before. But I think the problem is as her kids got older and went away, and then Cody wasn't around, she was like, what do I have?
Yeah.
Kind of
yeah.
like Janelle felt in a different way. Christine wondered about, friendships and relationships. And I think she was like, holy crap, here I am and we got problems here.
Yeah.
Agreed. So.
All right. So I think the next episode, we should wrap up the book.
Okay.
Now, I don't know once we read it, because obviously we get to chatting. I don't know once we
How
get
many
to
episodes it'll
actually
take.
Podcasting if it'll take two, because there's only one chapter. Or
it is
a
little
major
bigger
chapter.
Than this last chapter.
Yeah. Is it a little bigger? I thought it was actually a little smaller.
It's a little bigger than the one what we just did on the
family.
Show, like the family, right?
Yeah, it was called Family. So
because
this,
I think that
we actually get some
Christine
of
and Robin chapters
and I think,
were so
and
small
I think we
in
have
one.
Some more Cody. We have
yeah,
Cody.
Right.
Oh,
Cody
yeah.
is back.
Okay,
Cody is back. But anyways, let's read all of that and we'll see how far we get. And if we have to break it up into two podcasts like we did for Family, we can do that.
Okay,
so that'll be the next two episodes. And then the third episode following those one or two, whatever it'll be. So it'll either be the second or the third. We will do episodes 8 and 9 of season 1, which ends us on season 1. Now season 8.
Oh, there was only 9?
There's only 9.
Okay.
Not only that, I have the titles written in my notebook, like ready to go.
Okay.
So episode 8 is called Sister Wives Special. So that's one of those where I think maybe it's like Tamara or something. Anyways,
oh, yeah, yeah. Like kind of like the tell-all before it was a tell-all.
Yeah, tell-all before a tell-all.
Okay.
So I wonder if there's any bits and baubles to really get out of that without rehashing everything.
Sure.
So I know we'll be able to do that. And then episode 9 is the honeymoon special, which has got to be Robin's honeymoon, right? So that's 8 and 9.
Which is
so
interesting because I just don't remember seeing anything about their honeymoon. So maybe it's just them talking about how she was gone for 10 days and everyone's thoughts about that.
What? No, I don't know. No, I remember that there is footage.
There's footage of them on their honeymoon?
Mm-hmm.
No,
I don't remember it either.
Again, because TLC paid for it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So anyways, that will be... So again, when we watch
that...
Well,
then that'll be a fun rewatch because I don't remember the watch.
Yeah. So...
No, I don't either.
The Sister Wives special may or may not... Have new stuff to talk about. If we find out it's mostly rehash, we can bring up the couple of points that really caught us. Yeah. Otherwise, then okay. we can go right into honeymoon.
Yeah.
If it ends up that we find there's a lot to talk about in this tell-all, because the thing is I feel like we're rehashing season one and we just did the book.
Which is, you know, which kind of rehashes season one.
Yeah, totally.
Agreed.
So, anyways, we'll see if that's worth it. But prepare listeners out there in the next 3 weeks that we are going to record season one, episode 8 and 9, either together or separate.
The last chunk of the book, if you're reading along.
Yeah. And before, before that, the last chunk of the book. So the following week, after this week, the first week will be the finishing of the book. And that will either take 1 or 2 parts. And then
8 and 9.
The second or third, depending on how it goes, will be 8 and 9. And then it could roll into a fourth if we find there's enough to talk about.
All right.
So those pan out the plan, next people. 2 to 4 weeks. Got it?
So we can be prepared with us. So get it up and do it.
Yeah.
So.
Do the thing.
Has our listener prize pack been sent out? Have you found out if...
It will be by the time this posts.
All right. Well, that's good.
By the time this posts.
Then you won't be able to tell us what she thinks. But listener out there, if you've gotten your prize pack, send us like a selfie or something with you with all your goodies. And we want to see you with the book and your tea. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Well, until next time, let's see if I can get this. The chaos is always multiplied and never divided.
You've been listening to the podcast where the chaos is always multiplied.
There you go. Okay. Hey, you were very close.
I'm getting closer.
You just missed the line about it being a podcast.
Yeah.
All right. So, like, it is a podcast.
Like, that's important.
Well, and that's how our taggy tagline starts. If your life has been too chaotic, then you don't know. You've been listening to the It's All Chaos podcast.
That's right.
Sometimes I feel like, is that what we were doing? I mean, how many times did we get interrupted and stop?
So many.
And 30 minutes later, we're like, we're 5 minutes into the podcast. We should probably keep recording.
I think it took us like an hour to get back after we started.
There was a lot of things going on. After we stopped to talk about
the cruise video.
And then so many things happened.
Yep. Dogs and drama and kids and snacks. It's all chaos. Absolutely.
It is all chaos.
Mm-hmm. Strangely enough.
All right, everybody.
Till next time. We'll see you real soon, friends.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Oh my gosh. I just remembered one more thing I wanted to say. I have to throw it in there.
Okay.
Okay. When... the episode, sorry, I just had to, it just chipped because the way I said goodbye. I'm just tag bit people. When they were walking in to try on dresses with Robin, and Christine was there, and Christine says to the lady at the dress store, she's getting married.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And it was the exact same way that she was telling everybody.
But she says she's getting married.
When she says, I'm getting married.
Yeah,
it was the same way. And
it
I was
is.
Like,
You're
a lot
right.
of people are like, what has she got this accent, this affect?
That's just how she
like,
says it.
That is just how she said. When she was excited for Robin,
yes.
she says, I'm getting married. She's getting married. And
yeah.
And I wrote it down in my notes.
I honestly, if I really think back to it, I think that she also has said it that way for some of the kids.
Oh,
when
yeah,
they got
I'm sure.
married. Yeah.
So we're going to have to maybe listen for that
yeah.
as we get to like
yeah, yeah.
McKelty and Maddie and all that. But the second she said
true.
It, I was
she
like,
did.
She said it the exact same way. She's
yeah.
getting married.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
So good stuff.
So you want to log back in and
all right.
say something like that?
She just
I did. We're recording. I never stopped.
Oh.
I never stopped, friends.
Oh. I was like, she just kept saying, married, married. And I was like, okay, are we going to put it in?
It's yep. in.
All right. It's in now.
All right. There
bye,
you go.
Friends.
You guys got it. Bye.
Oh, bye-bye.
If your life is so chaotic you don't remember, you've been listening to the It's All Chaos podcast.
To support Tracy, Jill, or get access to any products we've discussed on the podcast, visit our websites at officiallytracytime.com,
shopjillybean.com,
or shopthechaos.com. If you've enjoyed learning about our chaos, you can always leave a positive review on iTunes, Podbean, or wherever you download your podcasts.
And if you would like to tell us about your chaos, you can always email us at itsallchaospodcast@gmail.com and maybe we'll read your email on the show.
And remember, when life gets chaotic, it's okay to listen to the podcast in your closet with a Starbucks eating raw cookie dough.